Jane Ladd, a Christian Mystic. Jane was born in Norfolk, England, in February or March in the year 1624. She was born into a wealthy family. When Jane was 15 years old, during a family Christmas party, she heard suddenly an angelic voice talking to her, saying, "Cease from this, for I have another style of life for you to live, for this is vanity." Jane internally vowed to do so, yet her life continued to be externally conventional. Sometime between June or July of 1644, Jane Ward married William Ladd and became Jane Ladd. William Ladd was a merchant by trade. Jane's father, as a wedding present, gave the couple a very large sum of money. Jane and William enjoyed a happy marriage of 27 years, and they had 4 daughters. When William died in 1671, she was left in utter despair and without any money in London, England. Shortly after the death of her husband, she had her first vision of the Sophia, which is the feminine aspect of God and is discussed in the book of Proverbs in the Bible. In the first vision, Sophia promises to reveal the secrets of the universe to her. Jane then dedicated her life to God and started writing down her continued visions that occurred to her. Jane Ladd ended up having many volumes of visionary mysticism. In 1663, Jane met John Portage, who was an Anglican priest. In 1668, Jane joined an English group led by John Portage and continued with this group after the death of her husband. It was at this time in 1671 that Jane started a spiritual diary, which was later published under the title of A Fountain of Gardens. Since Jane was left destitute after her husband's death, she was invited and moved into John Portage's family home in 1671 and lived there until John Portage's death in 1681. Jane Ladd stepped into the leadership role of this small spiritual group after the death of John Portage, and in 1694, the group became known as the Philadelphian Society for the Advancement of Piety and Divine Philosophy. Jane Ladd's visions and writings was the core of the ideals. Their ideals were similar to pantheism, which held the belief that the presence of Source is within all things and also held a non-duality component. Each person has a soul, which is the divine within. Each soul can become awakened to the reality of oneness with Source by living a virtuous life and seeking truth by gaining divine wisdoms. This movement flourished into the early 1700s, yet membership reduced upon Jane Ladd's death in 1704. over the course that the Philadelphian Society was active, it had members from all over Europe and America, even though this group no longer officially has meetings. The Philadelphian Society views and writings, especially those written by Jane Ledd, remain influential to Christian mystics and esoteric Christians, such as the Society of the Women in the Wilderness, the Ephrata Cloister, and the Harmony Society, to name a few. Jane Ledd has a feminine element called Sophia, the wisdom of Source, in her mystic writings. Jane wrote about many Christian mysteries, including the existence of the Sophia. Her works draw comparisons with Gnosticism, alchemy, Rosicrucianism, combined with her belief that Source is within all of creation. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Jane Ledd, a Christian mystic.